Actor Frankie Muniz, I just landed in Los Angeles, I'm already disgusted by this hellhole. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 12, 2024. Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz announced on Tuesday that he just landed in Los Angeles and is already disgusted by this hellhole after just 23 minutes in the Democrat-controlled city in California. I landed in Los Angeles 23 minutes ago and I'm already disgusted by this hellhole, Muniz said in a Tuesday X post. While the My Dog Skip star did not add any additional context as to why he is disgusted by the hellhole of Los Angeles, the Democrat-controlled city has been facing an ongoing crime wave while residents flee the area and a slew of celebrities report their houses being broken into. Recently, actress Ana de Armas noted that her off-the-grid home in Vermont is her attempt to create her own safe space after she decided to get away from the craziness of the world and ditch Los Angeles. In May, General Hospital star Johnny Wachter, who played Brando Corbin on the show, was shot and killed during an alleged car theft. Around that same time, two women were brutally attacked in the Venice Canals area of LA. One victim died in May after being declared brain dead. Last month, the Los Angeles home of Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson was hit by burglars who entered the property in broad daylight to commit their crime. Modern Family star Sarah Hyland, meanwhile, reported having caught two masked men who had broken into her LA home. In July, the home of South Park co-creator Trey Parker's ex-wife was burglarized. That same month, comedian Marlon Wayans was shocked to find his LA area home had been the target of home invaders. In June, actor Jonathan Tucker found himself performing a dramatic rescue of his neighbor and her children after their Los Angeles home was broken into. Breitbart News has reported an abundance of other home invasions of properties belonging to celebrities in the city of Los Angeles. The city's own mayor has also been hit. Comedian and Jackass star Steve-O, meanwhile, has apparently had enough of the Democrat-controlled city and listed his Los Angeles home for sale so that he could move to Tennessee. Tattoo artist Kat Von D, whose Los Angeles home was burglarized in 2022 while she and her son slept, recently embraced Christianity and moved to Indiana. Here is a list of other Hollywood celebrities that have recently picked up and moved out of Los Angeles. As Breitbart News reported, the cost of living in California has created an exodus of film and television workers from the state as taxpayers foot the bill for a new high-rise residential tower for the homeless that costs $600,000 per unit. Meanwhile, the sanctuary state of California is releasing an illegal alien previously convicted of rape back into the United States instead of turning him over to ICE agents as requested, while Los Angeles County mulls over a plan to depopulate jails by releasing criminals in order to combat systemic racism. Last month, dozens of Los Angeles teens and young adults targeted multiple LA area 7-Eleven stores in a series of brazen robberies. This came just hours after California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, signed a package of bills to combat smash-and-grab theft around the crime-ridden state. Last summer, rapper 50 Cent slammed Los Angeles in the wake of a flash mob robbery of a Nordstrom store, proclaiming, "LA is finished," and advising store owners to lock the doors. Meanwhile, the Kardashian family's favorite salad chain, Health Nut, went cashless following a string of thefts in the crime-ridden city. Los Angeles is also suffering from mass lootings, and on a separate occasion, victims being robbed at gunpoint outside of celebrity-frequented hotspots. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @ArmaStrangelo, and on Instagram.